This program was produced and first aired on Access Manawatu with support from New Zealand On Air.
Community Access Radio. Access Manawatu.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations. Recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us Don Esselmont.
Finlay Mason.
And Iol Haggerty.
And I'm Stuart Burks. And the topic we want to discuss today, Iola, you said that there's a group that has just wound up. It's Friends of...
Friends of Waitoto Park, yes. As people here in Palmerston North will know, that the Waitoto Park has been what's called an asset to the city. It has a beach and akin to the river. So Friends of Waitoto Park, we originally started out as being concerned about biodiversity in the area. There's an area called Bill's Bush, which is a remnant of the original planting, of original native plant there. And of course it's been added to over the years by a number of different people who actually all lived in Buick Crescent.
With native planting?
Yes. So it's kept.
Now this is around where? The bottom of Maxwell's Line by the river?
Down by the river and behind Buick Crescent. It actually extends now from Ditmer Drive. Yeah. All the way to Maxwell's Line.
Oh, so is it growing, or it started as a small venture and then it just expanded carrying on?
As things have expanded with different areas being replanted up. Okay. So originally the Tree Society were very big down there, Tree Trust.
When was that?
The first planting I did with the Tree Trust was in 1998. And after that, we sort of continued each sub. I think Friends Waitoto, what we were mainly interested in was education for the children at Riverdale School, so it became quite a focus for us to introduce botany, ecology.
So how was this organised? There's the funding and then the permission to do the planting. Is it council land?
It's reserve land, but Horizons. Funding actually has never been a problem. I've just always asked for something, and I've got it.
From
Horizons mainly.
The regional council.
Horizon and Palmsville City Council have funded mainly things like celebration days and that, but certainly...
Were used as fundraisers for...
Not really fundraisers. They were just like we invited Massey to come and plant trees to offset their carbon emissions.
Yes.
So we invited Fonterra to come and do likewise, and they sent a magnificent team down to do that. So it really was to link in carbon emissions and planting trees. So that will, even though Friends of Waitoto Park are no longer there, and that's mainly been because of the change in name. It's now part of the Rangitane Treaty Settlement, so it's now going to be called Ahamati Pa, and they are going to be taking much more close responsibility for, you know, any
further
developments.
So it's been handed over to them.
There is a small community group that will continue to do some working bees and things, and that they, you know, can be contacted via the City Council. But mainly it's just to, you know, make sure that things are going to be carrying on, and so that it does become a fantastic asset to the city.
And geographically, it's outside of the Stockbank River area then?
It is, yes, because down that area, actually, the Stockbank is on mostly private property.
Yes.
So the, it's an area where Horizons do keep great eye on it, and I have actually made submissions to increase rock walls and things like that. I think that's really what our role has been, is to keep in front of both councils just exactly what is happening in the area and what maybe needs to be done. So, you know, we've had fairly regular floods of some of that area, and as anyone that walks there knows, that, you know, the path gets regularly washed away.
Does that damage the planting as well?
The The planting actually has been extremely resilient. It's been just amazing. And you know, I have to say that lots of people have come having seedlings out of their gardens nearby and said, can I plant these up here in the park?
So was there any plan for the planting, or it's more...
Yes, random? There is plans for the planting, and so there's areas which the kindergartens and schools have done, which are mainly to track the birds and, you know, foraging, also in a foraging area. So these nut trees have been planted, fruit trees. But
okay, so it's not just natives?
No. There was the demand from the community to have these other things there.
Now, are those the sort of general use idea, you plant thing, and then there's communal fruit that people can just go and get, or was it more...
I think sometimes when I see that, you know, there are some people that plant fruit trees and things, but then they sort of take possession of it, and I have noticed that happening in the park.
Well, on the other hand, we found in street planting, there was a suggestion we should do fruit trees, and we did a street with fruit trees, and... Nobody took ownership. Nobody wanted the fruit. They became a menace and something we just had to clean up afterwards. So
yes,
fruit.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
I think that's, you know, the crabapple trees in Butte Crescent.
Good in theory, but in practice, it just doesn't seem to work.
But we did actually.
Unless you organise sort of street fruit picking days something.
Well,
maybe,
there is a group in Palmerston North that do that. But I think with the crabapple trees, and we had a woman who was growing rose petals, which were suitable for making jam. So we combined the crabapples and the rose petals and made what we call fairy jam. And, of course, that was a huge success. But, of course, you know, we get past doing some of those things, don't we? You know, that's
you do it for a while. So was it an initial group of enthusiasts and they've carried through and then thought it's time just to step back, or do you have new blood coming in over time?
I think for me it's been, you know, I feel it's time to step back, only because... If the it goes to plan, there will be a need for a group to sign memorandums of understanding with the City Council. Now, for me, I felt that was much more appropriate to Rangitane than to a community group. And but, you know, I think, you know, out of respect to both parties, but neither wants us to not be there, but we also, you know, and I felt it was safer for me to step back. But I'm still, of course, absolutely involved in it, you know.
So what was the process of transition to Rangitane? The land was given to them under a treaty settlement?
Evidently it was a pass site, which was Ahimati, and it was part of the treaty settlement that they would have. And they have got funding, evidently, as part of their settlement too, to assist cleaning up the river. So it's appropriate that they have...
Oh, that's quite
river.
Separate from the river...
Accord.
But, you know, the, is it, what, 8-9 information booths that various Hapu have got down the river? This is a new project. There was a lot of funding for that.
There's the other funding which has been given to Hone Morris and Matthew.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
forays along the river.
Yes.
9 different forays.
That's quite separate.
That's definitely separate.
Okay.
But an excellent, excellent idea. And certainly I had pushed for one of those forays to be at Waitoto, now Ahumati Park. Unfortunately, I missed out there, so it's going to be at Albert Street, which I felt had not a lot of
attention. It's a shame if you've got a reserve that's... Well, to draw people down to Albert Street.
Yes.
Presumably. But, yeah, I could see if they've got a large planted area that they're overseeing.
Well, also, there's going to be waka in our area, so the poles have already gone down for waka. Well, yes. So there's going to be...
to go on the river? Or?
They are actually going to go on the river. Yes, so that should be interesting.
And the river's suitable for that?
I'm actually not a river expert, but I have certainly seen kayaks down there. But
yeah.
Well, it was the main communication route for many, many years, after all, and the Rocca were
the original vessels
for that purpose.
Originally we were part of the group who were wanting to extend the idea of the source to the sea, which is from Dannevirke to the estuary. Being Waitoto Park on the Manawatu River, that was seen as the principal area for Palmerston North. How that will change, I'm not sure, but I suspect that it will be absolutely incorporated into anything that comes further. But of course, you know, I've got a strong interest now in the estuary.
So to what extent was the Rangitane involvement in this whole project for the first 18, 19 years?
Probably not a lot. We didn't really have a lot of contact with who was in charge. And, we were just told that they thought it was okay, what was happening, what we were doing. Okay. So it was only been probably the last 2.5 years where they have them, and so we've consulted with them every step that we wanted to take. Yeah.
So there's a good, strong, obviously a strong relationship now, a supportive relationship.
Yes, it's and I think that's really important. So, because my feeling is that some of the earlier meetings I went to prior to the settlement being done was that it was almost, a nodding consultation to Māori, to Rangitane, and whereas the plans were already sorted and organised.
So just asking them to rubber stamp it.
So it didn't seem to be to me, but this is my opinion, didn't seem to be that level of, conversation, which I think is really important. If you're going to do a collaborative effort, it's all very well.
You have to feel some ownership.
You definitely have to feel ownership. And,
And it's moved to that now?
I think it's moved to that. Yeah. Certainly, all the meetings that we've had since have been definitely included.
So is there any idea of, say, looking forward another 20 years, what it might look like there?
Certainly we had plans that we wanted, and one of those was a link to Linton, down somewhere near the bottom of Maxwell's Line and that, so that could be...
A walkway along the river, with a bridge.
Just a little bridge, not unlike the... Well, certainly not like the one that's been proposed linking to Massey, but that's...
Unfortunately, there's no such thing as a little bridge spanning a big river. Its own weight in itself demands that it be some sizeable structure.
Yes, I totally agree. But I think our disappointment was that we strongly supported the bridge being south of where it is now and linking Linton. And we, at the time, had strong support from City Council officers.
And this is, you're talking about the new walkway cycle
bridge.
So that doesn't go from this area across the river.
It goes from Ruha Street, near Ruha Street, across to Dairy Farm Road.
Okay.
Or to near.
But that's not from the area of all your planting.
No, it's very suburban where it is, whereas we're a bit more...
You're a bit further down.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So, but I suspect that in 20 years' time, Stuart will have something that we're really all proud of. So it will have, hopefully, both cultural as well as other elements there, and the biodiversity.
And at the moment, some of the planting would be nearly 20 years old, wouldn't it? So you'd have some substantial trees and shrubs from this planting already.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. You know, there's certainly the whole landscape in some areas completely changed from what it was. So I've got some photos sort of going into the archives about what it used to look like.
Yeah.
And what it looks
and
like.
And it's
now
attracting wildlife?
42 different species of bird in the area. So these get regularly monitored.
I'm not too sure precisely where you are. What's the access from the street system?
You can access at the bottom of Maxwell's Line, walk along through, but also in Burke Crescent, there's two access ways into the park, or Ditmer Drive. You can park at Ditmer Drive and just walk along.
The Maxwell's Line entrance isn't in conflict with any of the extraction processes that have been going on?
It's to the left of that rather than to the right.
Yeah, so you can walk along the riverside walkway and just sort of turn away from the river up into the park once you've gone.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a very lovely area.
I did know there was a friend of mine who had been in Palmerston North many years ago, and now he's coming up because his daughter's living here. He said he's really impressed by the way we've developed the river with all the walkways down there and so on that simply weren't there before. So
yes.
Just in the past, 20, 30 years maybe, there's been major changes in that, which is making it a big resource. And they're very widely used. Also for cycling, it's there's some very nice cycling routes along. And to get out to Massey, cycle at the moment, cycle along to the Sole Bridge and go over. But now there'll be an even quicker way, won't there? Will it be shorter going on the new bridge?
There's some discussion still going on about if Massey is actually going to give access across their land, but. Yes.
Okay. Well, for people listening in the future, they'll have some idea what
happened. You will know.
Yes. Wouldn't they kind of? But doesn't it go through some of the army land, or is it this Massey land?
I'm not sure. No. I'm really not sure. I think there is some plans. Council, but as I understand it, that not at every stage of the path has not been agreed. Yes,
so you could get your footbridge down at the end of Maxwell's Line.
Well, it would certainly be a better place, but definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think for Mercy, if it's going to encourage more students to go on foot or by bike rather than using cars, that would support it.
But, however, we did in 2005 spend quite a few million dollars putting the two clip-ons onto the bridge, absolutely just for the cyclists and the walkers to Massey.
Yeah.
So, and that was seen at that time as being an option and why a bridge was not built at Ruhar Street.
Yes.
Then. But some, things change with councils, people go, things get lost, and suddenly, someone say, Ruhar Street, what a good idea. Yeah. 30 years ago we put that proposal up to be at Ruhar Street.
There's been a lot of talk for a long time about why do we just have one bridge over the river when Whanganui's got 4 or 5, well, there's a rail bridge and several rail bridges.
Waikato's got 4. I think the mighty Waikato.
Wanganui, they've got it's a
exactly.
Very
yeah. No, I think there's been some. I certainly think with the gorge situation being what it is, that they should scrap all this, little things, which is only going to benefit the locals, and look at what's going to be a major investment in bringing people to the area, but also shifting people to and from the Hawke's Bay and here.
That's
my view.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Manawatū Conversations. This and other recent programs can be found on the Access Manawatū website. A range of programs is also available on the Manawatū Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive, and the address for that is manawatūheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
Access Manawatū is a non-profit radio station.
We exist to help people from Manawatū make programs just like this one.
All of our shows are free to listen to and free to make.
If you like what you hear and you'd like to help us make more,
you can donate through our website.
Go to www.accessmanawatū.co.nz and click on the donate link on the front page to help us keep on giving people their fair share of the air.